This Love, written by Danny Atkins and read by Charlie Sanderson.
Prologue. It was the handwritten sign on the window that drew me in. If they'd written second-hand or used, I'd have kept on walking. Even the nostalgia of vintage wouldn't have stopped me from continuing on down the high street. But they got me with pre-loved. I hadn't come out with the intention of shopping for new clothes, but pre-loved made me think of abandoned pets in need of a new and caring owner. It was somewhat worrying how easily I was sucked in by the sign in the charity shop window, given how little money was sitting in my current account. But it was too late to worry about that when the woman behind the counter was already straightening up from whatever task was occupying her at floor level and turning towards me. "Can I help you?" I smiled and pointed at the sign sellotaped to the window, the letters shadowy and reversed, but still legible. "Pre-loved designer dresses." The woman pointed at a circular dress rack in the far corner of the charity shop. "Are you looking for anything in particular? We have some lovely evening dresses that have just come in." I shook my head and felt the unfamiliar tickle of my hair grazing the base of my neck. It still felt odd that it ended there instead of halfway down my back. "Actually, I'm looking for a plain black dress."
"Can't beat an LBD," said the woman, tapping the side of her nose conspiratorially, as though we were members of a secret society speaking in code.
I gave a tepid smile and headed for the dresses. This corner of the charity shop was devoted entirely to clothing, and if it weren't for the sign above the door, you could easily be forgiven for thinking you'd wandered into a rather exclusive and select boutique. It was an affluent area, where the houses were mostly executive, the mummies were yummy, and no one tackled the rugged terrain of the school run without a 4x4. Even the rejected items in the charity shop felt aspirational. A surprisingly large section of the rail was devoted entirely to black dresses. The hangers scraped like chalk on a board as I flicked through the garments. Long-sleeved, short-sleeved, winter wear, and a gorgeous lightweight fabric that I was pretty sure was pure silk. In the end, I found 4 dresses in my size and pulled them from the rail. The woman behind the counter had been watching me from her sentry point beside the till.
"There are some lovely designer dresses there," she advised. "Would you like to try them on?"
"Yes, please," I said, walking into a small cubicle separated from the rest of the shop by a bright chintzy curtain. It was about the size of a WC closet on an economy plane, which made wriggling out of my jeans and jumper a fairly tricky manoeuvre. After a great deal of hopping around on one leg as I tugged the boots from my feet, I slipped the first dress from its hanger and stepped into the black puddle of fabric. The zip purred up comfortably, although I'd been certain it was going to be too small. I smoothed the material down over my hips, wondering if I would always feel vague surprise when something this size fitted me so well. I pulled the flowery curtain aside and studied my reflection in the full-length mirror conveniently positioned outside the changing space. The assistant was busy with another customer, allowing me a few moments of privacy as I turned left and right, pulling and tweaking the dress into place. At this point in the proceedings, I'd usually do a few practice smiles at my reflection. "Hello, this is me in my new dress. What do you think of it?" Today, somehow, that didn't seem appropriate. I tried on the dresses in turn, never expecting that each one of them would fit me so well and look equally good. I examined the 4 cardboard price tags. They were ridiculously cheap. Even combined, they were still only what I would reasonably expect to pay for a single new dress anywhere else. Feeling comfortable that I'd successfully justified my purchase as a saving, I changed back into my own clothes and approached the counter.
"Do any of them suit you?" asked the assistant politely.
"They all do," I said, "so it's hard to pick between them. I hadn't expected there'd be so many to choose from." The woman looked up and glanced around the shop, checking we were alone. We were, although I hadn't heard the previous customer leave.